There's a Harvard man on the wrong side of every question, and this week that man may have been Ben Edelman, an associate professor at Harvard Business School. Professor Edelman, a Harvard PhD and lawyer, has been called the sheriff of the Internet for pursuing companies he believes have committed online fraud. Professor Edelman ordered takeout from Sichuan Garden, a family-run restaurant in Brookline. Sautéed prawns, stir-fried chicken, braised fish, Napa cabbage with roasted chili, and shredded chicken with garlic sauce. Sounds like the sheriff of the Internet was famished. He also has a consulting business for which Bloomberg Business reports Ben Edelman charges clients $800 an hour. The food cost $4 more than he'd calculated because prices on the website had not been updated. The professor complained in an email. Randuan, who manages the restaurant for his family, apologized and ultimately offered to return $4. Professor Edelman wrote back, "I suggest that Sichuan Garden refund me three times the amount of the overcharge. The tripling reflects the approach provided under the Massachusetts Consumer Protection Statute MGL 93A. I have already referred this matter to applicable authorities in order to compel your restaurant to identify all consumers affected and to provide refunds to all." Now, a small pause for slight sympathy for the Harvard prof, who hasn't been irritated to see spurious charges on a bill, shrugged off by someone who just says, "Oh, sorry, the website is wrong." Randuan agreed to pay the professor $12, but he's also a famous Boston bartender. Their emails wound up on social media sites and in the press, including a line in which the hard-working immigrant who was up to his elbows in maraschino cherries asks the Harvard man who was an $800-an-hour consultant, "Is this really worth your time?" People who read the exchange drove from all over to eat at Sichuan Garden, post praise for their food and service, and suggest that the Harvard prof had too many degrees and not enough good sense or human grace. By week's end, the sheriff of the Internet had surrendered. "It's clear that I was very much out of line," Ben Edelman posted on his website. "I am sorry, and I intend to do better in the future." And some Harvard business students, perhaps from chagrin, began a campaign for people to make $4 donations to the Greater Boston Food Bank. Maybe the next time Mr. Edelman has Chinese food, he'll end the meal with a fortune cookie that says, "It is sometimes better to be wise than right."
Everybody has the right to be wrong at least once. Everybody has the right to be dunce, like once, like not being too smart is no disgrace. What sets you apart is smiling with egg on your face. It's naive to make believe that you're right. Tain't bright. Only fools go walking on thin ice. Twice you and life can skip the strife and you both get along. All it takes is simply saying you're wrong.
Is that Kevin Spacey or Bobby Darin? You're listening to NPR News.